Yo, what's up, you guys? How are thou? I know you like, okay, bitch, really? What's up, though? You love me? Say you love me, because you know I love you. What's up, you guys? I know it's been like super long overdue, but I'm here. I'm here for an episode to fuck with you for a little second. I want to first say, shout out to all the Leos in the building. It definitely is Leo season. Yeah, shout out to all my lions and lionesses in the building. You already know I'm a Leo lioness in the building. So shout out to everybody who's celebrating in this Leo season a birthday. Salute. So yeah, you guys, so it's been months. The last time I spoke to y'all, first of all, shout out to y'all. Hold on. First of all, shout out to y'all because I genuinely love every last one of y'all who listen to me, right? It's like when you think about how many podcasts is out right now, so many brand names that you already know and already follow, and then it's me, right? Because many of y'all don't even know who I am other than listening to the sound of my voice type shit. Like, I'm not celebrity status, famous, anything like that. I just do this shit because I love it, right? I love to talk my shit, and it's kind of aligned to my purpose. So I appreciate all of you guys, 1 to 100, 100 to 1,000, whoever listen. Like, thank you. I appreciate you. I love you genuinely. All the countries that my podcast has been played, I don't give a fuck if it was one person in that country that played it. Somebody somewhere is listening to your girl, and I love you, and I wanted you to know that I fucking love you, right? So thank you. I appreciate you. Now, the last time I spoke to you guys, I think it was about February earlier this year, and I was, because I had been absent for a little spell prior to that. Like, I was gone, like, for a little second. And I explained back in February, I feel like I did. Like, forgive me if I'm fucking up the dates. Like, I don't go back, listen to old episodes to hear what I did before I do this. Nah, like, this shit is just really all authentic and organic. If I don't remember it, I don't remember it. So I'm telling you all straight off the dome what I remember. And y'all know I smoke heavy. So I remember some things. I remember, I heard you spit. I remember what God allows me to remember type shit. If it's beneficial to remember, because some shit ain't even worth remembering, you know? Yeah. Yeah, you guys, so I think back in February, I was apologizing and shit for the gap. And I was like, yeah, you know, we in a new year. I'm going to be more consistent. And then this shit happened, right? Y'all niggas who love me was like, Cole, we already know. Do you, boo? Just don't forget us. And thank you. Thank you. I feel your energy. That's why I'm like, I love you today and yesterday and tomorrow. Because, you know, it's not like I forget you guys. It's just that y'all understand. Like, I'm a living a regular person's life, if that's what you want to call it, right? To some extent. Now, say I got my regular 9-to-5 career. I'm a mom, right? You know, I'm an author, you know, and I got the podcast, and I had left that alone because I was fucking with my psychic shit heavy, my readings for the collectives, and shit got crazy. I was just, my hand was in a lot of things. I was loving what I was doing, and I didn't get a chance to get back, you guys. So it was kind of bothering me because I'm like, I don't want y'all to think that I just forgot about it. No, I didn't. I just honestly didn't think you guys, you know, as I was trying to say earlier, you know, I'd be all over the place with the thoughts. So many people doing podcasts, right? Since when I started and even before then, right? So when I started doing this, y'all, it was like, what, 2020? So now 2023. Actually, thank you, Spirit. Y'all, I love my fucking team. Them niggas said, we started in 2019. You aired that shit in 2020. Yeah, niggas. And this is one of the reasons why I love my spiritual team. Because if I don't remember, if it's important enough, them niggas will tell me, though, like they just did. So, 2019 then. Yeah, my first episode on here, y'all, is recorded from Thanksgiving 2019, and I just, you know, kept going. But yeah, I really do love y'all, love you guys, and I appreciate y'all, and yeah. So I'm gonna try to be more consistent with this shit. Another reason why I kind of fell off or fell back, fell off sounds bad, right? It feels like you're not relevant no more. Whatever, fell back. Whatever, whichever terminology you would like to use for my absence, it is what it is. But like I said, I've seen so many other people doing similar things, and it's like, you know, nothing was really at the time of my absence I really wanted to talk about. Like, I had gotten discouraged with a lot of things. The outlook I was having when it came to certain things near and dear to me, I'll probably speak on that later, but I just was like, to be honest, I wasn't motivated to talk to y'all for a second. I was going through personal shit, I'm observing shit in the world, and I just didn't have it in me to talk to y'all. Like, I need to talk to the spirit and get some shit straightened out before I talk to y'all type shit. But thank you again for being here with me. I fucking love you. So, yeah, so what am I talking about today? Whatever the fuck pops in my head, because I, as y'all know how this shit goes, no scripts, like, we don't do those, just improv all day. I definitely know that I'm going to discuss with you guys the fucking hip-hop concert that happened this Friday, August 11th, in the Bronx, in my hometown, yeah! Born and raised, nigga. What up, Bronx, Lebanon? I mean, Bronx, Lebanon ain't Bronx, Lebanon no more after what happened a couple of years ago. Look it up if you don't know. But I'm a nigga to the NY. Y'all know why Bronx, Lebanon ain't Bronx, Lebanon Hospital no more. But I was born there. What up? And, yeah, we're going to get into that concert in a minute. That shit was, fuck y'all. That shit was funky, man. Also, shout out to the, what is it, FIFA? Is that how you say it? Y'all know I don't give no fucks. If I'm wrong, somebody energetically tell me it right. So I could, yeah. I think it's FIFA. I don't even really watch soccer like that. But yo, when I tell you I'm a new soccer fan, yo, shout out to soccer. No bullshit. I have really been enjoying watching these games. It is kind of sad the USA lost, or got, how would you say, it's not disqualified, like they got ranked out or something. Maybe that's the best way to express it, right? They didn't move to the next stage or whatever the case is. I think they was fighting. Oh, you hear me fighting. Jesus Christ. I think they was, nigga said fighting. I think they was having a match against the Netherlands, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was actually, shout out to the Netherlands, because I got niggas, y'all niggas follow me to Australia. Where you at? Because y'all was following me for like the last 2 years. I fucking love y'all. Whoever's out there in them countries listening to me, my sound of my voice is definitely reaching that country. I see it in the analytics. Thank you. I love you. But yeah, that matchup, that game was intense. Like, I don't even think there wasn't any points, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? I don't think United States got a goal. I don't think the Netherlands got a goal. But I think something happened with the penalty kick. I'm not sure. But I know I've been watching soccer for a while now. And I just want to shout out the sport, because you now have gotten a new fan. Yeah. Yeah. Loving it. But yeah, the Netherlands ain't no fucking joke. Them niggas is not to be played with. I think, who else I seen recently that was fucking shit up? Was it Spain? Shout out to South Africa too, because y'all did y'all thing. I don't think y'all advanced. I'm not sure, but every country that I seen out there, yo, shout out to y'all. Like, I was just super impressed. Like, I don't know. I just got a different feel this time watching soccer. Like, it was a kumbaya moment for me. So, yeah. Just want to, you know, jump that in there and put that in there real quick. Because I really am, y'all. No, y'all don't understand. Like, I don't be watching soccer. And this year, I was watching soccer. But, you know, my youngest daughter, adoringly, she loves soccer. She told me she's going to be a soccer player. So, I'm just letting the universe know that the world might want to look into that. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's going to be a good soccer player too if she decides to do that. But yeah, she really got me looking at it because she's a fan, and you know, that's how I started enjoying it. So yeah. But yeah, so I'm gonna talk to y'all about that, and after that we'll see how this flows. So play a quick song for you, and you know how I do. And we'll get back to me running my mouth. You know you love it.
Tip is harder than a rock. He said that, so I let Greg Nice call this girl named Anna Zett. Anna Zett, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says, smooth beat, don't you fret. Mike Swift is on his way, yo, quiet is kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Nice, is that girl all that? He said, smooth beat, the skins is fat. I don't beg, cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia.
So let me give y'all a recap of my weekend. This Friday, I was blessed to go to the 50th birthday party. Oh, you mean birthday party. The 50th anniversary of hip hop over in Yankee Stadium, which was fucking epic. I know a lot of y'all who are going to hear this, you probably went. Shout out to you if you was in the building. If you wasn't, that's okay. You can catch the footage on YouTube. I believe it's Mass Appeal is where you can find it. Also, if you're a hip-hop fan, which I know most of y'all listening to the sound of my voice is or are, right? You should consider donating to the hip-hop museum, the first museum that's going to be in the Bronx. If you haven't already, definitely do that. That information is on massappeal.com. I don't know it off the top of my head. Like, these niggas ain't my sponsors, you dig? But I respect the movement. So from what I can remember, do that, y'all. Do that. Massappeal.com. You already, Chanel. Yeah, so let me just jump right into this, y'all. Because, first of all, some of y'all already know how I give it up when it comes to concerts. Like, I am the... If you ask me, I am hip-hop's biggest fucking fan. And I know everybody gonna sit there and disagree, because you probably like, no, I'm hip-hop's biggest fan, and shout out to you. No competition. I love you. Right? We family, right? We all have a love and appreciation for the culture. And for me, it's a lot deeper than just, you know, beats and good music and, you know, dancing, right? That's great. It definitely does do all those things. But it's more personal for me with hip-hop. Like, when I was growing up as a child, as an adolescent, I adapted to music at a very early age. Like, I grew up with my parents playing all type of music, very old soul, right? And when I got a whiff of hip-hop, not the hip-hop my parents had allowed me to listen to. So that was the Grandmaster Flashes, that was the Furious Five, that was the Sugar Hill Gangs, that was the Kool Herc, that was the Big Daddy Kane, as that started creeping into that era. So it was certain hip-hop my parents would play. The 90s hip-hop, they wasn't on, at least my mom's wasn't on that wave. So once it creeped into that, with the mixtapes, and because I have an older sister, right? She's 4 years older than me. So my older sister, I really credit for my love of hip-hop, because she would come home with these tapes from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? And she used to always specifically tell me, don't touch my stereo, don't touch my tapes. Yeah, I hear you. When she used to shout out to you, V, because I know you listening like, yeah, nigga, I knew you was touching my shit. You knew I was going to touch the shit. Come on, it's me. When she would leave, I would touch her shit. And my whole world opened up. Like, Ron G was probably my favorite fucking DJ back then. SNS too. But it was something about when I heard Ron G. I used to get so hype, y'all. Like, and I was a little thing, my nigga. I couldn't have been no more than like 8, 9 years old. Real facts. Listening to these mixtapes, like, what the fuck is this? And that's how I was able to hear all of these new artists. They wasn't playing in my house, so I didn't even know who they were. And then, Spirit, I Love You, man, started guiding me more towards how to find out more about this sound, this energy, this frequency. And then, of course, we were blessed, you know, I ain't have cable back in the days at that age, so niggas was watching Video Music Box, yeah. What was that, 4 o'clock, 4:30, Ralph McDaniels type shit? Mm-hmm. They had some other shit on, too. I don't know what that was. It was like some public broadcast shit. Well, they would play videos, too. It wasn't Video Music Box, but it was some other shit. It was some man would talk for a little while, and then he'll play videos. Whatever, I don't want to go off on a tantrum. But the bottom line is, I was introduced to hip-hop from my older sister, and I took it and ran with it. Like, oh my God, what is this sound? And I have been a loyal fan since then, and I've seen the many different stages that hip-hop has transitioned to, regardless of where it was, what it is now, and where it's going to go. I appreciate the unified creativity or collaboration of creative thoughts. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of creativity that goes into being a lyricist, being a lot of creativity and talent that goes into being a DJ, a producer, a graffiti writer, a dancer, a break dancer. Shout out to Crazy Legs too, real quick. Just before I forget, because you know I'll be smoking. That nigga is really still doing it. Let me tell y'all, man, I don't even know. That's what I said. I'm going off the dome. So I'ma just be all over the place with this. Crush Groove. By far. Anybody could tell you that's in my family. Go ask my father what my favorite. Thank you, Spirit, with the confirmation. What my favorite hip-hop themed movie is. And it's gonna be Crush. It's gonna be Beat Street. Excuse me. Then Crush Groove. It's like neck to neck, right? Because I ran that shit on VHS the same amount of times. But I think Beat Street got a slight advantage because it's in the Bronx, right? That's the only advantage it has is because it's in the Bronx and I rep the X heavy. But I love both movies, obviously. It's a hip-hop's history. But Crazy Legs was at the concert fucking shit up. Like, he ain't never stopped. Like, it's that type of appreciation for the culture that has me like, I love y'all. It's family for me. I don't know these niggas, but I love them like I eat dinner with them every Sunday. Like, hip-hop for me is a family, my nigga. When I was running these streets, like I was trying to get to, right? I went through the history of how I got in love with it. But when I really was, like, engulfed into the vibe of hip-hop, I was outside. I never forget, rest in peace to my childhood friend, LaDawn. She passed away when I was 19. But when we was kids, I'm from Walton. Once again, y'all sure already know, 6'5", do or die. We live, nigga. I never forget the first time we played Biggie's Gimme the Loot, right? We was probably like 10 years old. I'm a year older than most of them on the block. So when we was growing up, so they was probably like 9, right? However old I was, doesn't matter. It was the early 90s. Whenever that album came out. Thank you, Spirit. Now, around that time, Juicy was heavy. Because that was on the radio. Unbelievable. He had a lot of hits. But what wasn't on the radio, and you know damn sure why. You know why, if you know Big. Was Gimme the Loot had too much profanity, so it was never gonna be a clean version to that, right? And when I heard that shit, yo, rest in peace, Christopher Wallace. Word, I love this man. My life changed. My nigga, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. This is just a truthful thing. I heard Gimme the Loot and I was no longer Nicole, right? Like, what? Did you hear what this nigga said? I should have been more concerned about what was going on in the lyrics, because niggas was getting robbed on the train in the beginning of the intro of his album. But with Gimme the Loot, I felt that in a different capacity. And you know, whether it was wrong or right, that's what the streets was doing. It was crazy in the 90s. Niggas was getting robbed. Stick up kids was not playing out here. So to hear somebody talk about everything that I was pretty much seeing on the block anyway, happened to other niggas, was enticing. Like, oh, is this what all of these lyrics is about? Is this what all of these rappers be talking like? And it was over. I've never stopped loving hip hop. Seriously, from that moment, and it just expanded, and you know, my love for it is like no other love. Seriously, like, I laugh sometimes with God, like, how the fuck am I not an artist? And then I remember, oh yeah, you don't know how to write bars, nigga. You write fucking books and poetry, which is funny because poetry could be rap, right? But I wish I did, y'all. I promise you, if I knew how to rap, no bullshit, you know I'd be out here spitting. But I'm not a rapper, so I leave that to the talented rappers out here. And thank y'all for y'all gifts. Thank you for your gifts, man. I ain't gonna try to do what you do, because you don't try to do what I do. But I'll tell you, no lies, when I'm spitting y'all niggas shit, the niggas that I respect, you would have thought I wrote that shit. I mean every word I say when I say y'all shit. Y'all would be so proud. If there's any rappers in the building who hear this episode, when I tell you, you would salute, because I rap your shit better than you. I swear, dude. Especially if I love you. Oh, man, that's a testimony. I'm testifying. Yes, Lord. And if you didn't already know, Jay-Z is definitely my favorite rapper, hands down. Y'all know I got a top 5, but Hov is on that first podium. He is. Moving along, though. So, yeah, hip-hop pretty much when I was in the streets. And, you know, I come from a very good background. My parents raised me the best that they could, right? And if they lacked anywhere, God picked up the slack, right? But, you know, my dad was probably more tolerant of me being in the streets and going towards the direction I was going towards. My mom really wasn't. But needless to say, when I ended up leaving the house and I got into ACS, like once I got into the system and the group home, hip hop was literally what I felt at the time, all I had. Like, I knew I had God, but what I was going through in life at that time and where I was at mentally, I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I kind of like put God on a, like, sit right here for a second. Know what I'm saying? No, I'm gonna keep it funky with you. Like, I was in another place mentally. Like, I'm gonna come back, Lord. Let me just deal with what's in front of me. And what was in front of me, I needed to hear X. That nigga got me through that whole group home experience. I swear to God, no bullshit. I hate to swear, but Lord, you know I tell no lies. Like, X got me through my entire 5-year bid in the system. It was a bid, my nigga. So thank you. Always rest in peace to X. He has a very dear place in my heart when it comes to hip hop. But yeah, after that experience, all hands in. Like, I was in. You couldn't take me out of it if you wanted to. So shout out to every artist that has made a difference in my life through your lyrics. Know what I'm saying? Whether I went through what you went through, whether I could resonate with it or not, it was the truth behind what you were saying and your energy and how you felt when you was saying what you said. Like, I can feel past just words. So for me, it's always going to be different with music. But yeah, back to Friday, right? I'm just going off. Yo, Friday was fucking amazing. The lineup though, y'all, I don't think you understand. Like, the lineup was so fucking insane. Now, I will state that this was the first time I seen black people start on fucking time. No, they started on time, y'all. I just heard my ancestors say, yeah, because y'all was really on white people time. That's my, we was in a Yankee Stadium. Okay. We was in Yankee Stadium. So, yeah, them niggas was making sure. If you not in your seat at 6, well, I guess you just going to miss some of this shit, right? Right. So, yeah, I actually was in my seat at about 6:05. So, I didn't miss anything. I'm grateful for that. If I did, I probably didn't catch some of the DJ sets. No, I did miss something because I was really tight that I didn't catch Manny Fresh. And I love Manny, like, amazing fucking DJ. I love that nigga. I need to meet him in person and give him a hug because that nigga beats, man, over the years. Woo! So I don't recall catching his set, but I did see it on Mass Appeal on YouTube. So yeah, I don't think I caught his set. Because when I was in my, I ain't leave my chair. From the moment, let me tell you, from the moment, and that's how I am with concerts. Like, from the moment I get to my seat, I'm not going nowhere. I ain't going to no bathroom. If I ain't got everything with me, then that's it. Because I've learned lessons in the past going to concerts, and you want to go to your, use the bathroom real quick. My nigga, I don't give a fuck about what you paid or what ticket. Trying to get back to your seat is going to be a problem. When I went to Webster Hall, and what was that, 2019, April, the C-hole, that's what happened, same shit, and I didn't have no assigned seats. You know what I'm saying? Like, how traditional concerts, you buy your ticket, you know where you gonna sit. We stand it all night, so you move out that spot you in, you fucked. Luckily, I was able to get back close enough to where I was standing, but yeah, you learn from those experiences. So, but my seat was amazing. I had amazing seats. I always do. Like, God is so good to me. I get really great seats. And this was no different. Like, literally right behind the speakers. The stage is like, if I was to spit, no disrespect, I would have spit on one of them. Yeah, it was like that. That's how close it was. I can see the sweat glistening off of their faces type shit. Yeah. So, went in there, and the first thing I noticed, y'all, was a big ass sign that was like, no vaping, no smoking. And I'm like, what? Y'all niggas are bugging. Like, first of all, this is New York City. We were smoking before it even got legal on these streets, So what the fuck make you think y'all gonna have a whole hip-hop concert with niggas that smoke, by the way, these artists, and we not gonna smoke? Exactly. That's a joke. Word. And that came from B Street. Remember the moms when she was like, that's a joke. All right, y'all probably don't catch it. I'm old school. But anyway, yeah, like what? I read that sign. Like, oh, these niggas is wildin'. Not me sitting here for 8 hours not puffing. Y'all niggas is wildin'. Yeah, so needless to say, I definitely got my smoke on. I wouldn't be me if I didn't. And they out of line with that one. But, the Sugar Hill Gang, Melly Mel, Curtis Blow, Roxanne. Man, that shit was just so fucking dope, man. When Dougie came out, when Dougie Fresh came out, he just tore the fucking... There was no roof. Like, we already was no ceiling. No ceiling, Lil Wayne voice. Like, so when he came out doing his little, doing the Dougie and human beatboxing, that shit seemed like it was hours. Like, rest in peace, Biz Markie. Like, man, yo, the love in that concert, right? So, who else was in the building? I'm trying to figure out who could I say was one of my, oh. That was towards the end, though. So, Eve was supposed to been at the concert performing. I'm not sure. They probably will explain later on in the week why she wasn't there. But they did have Lauryn Hill there. So, that was a beautiful substitution, right? I never saw that coming. But when I saw her on the stage, like, my phone had already died, y'all, by then. I started crying and shit. I told you, hip-hop mean a lot to me. Honestly, the only person, in my opinion, that was not there that should have been there was Hove. Like, I was really confused why Hove was not at that event. Like, I would love for him to, if he should choose to do so, because he don't got to explain himself to no fucking body. But one of y'all little famous interviewers and shit who got the jobs that I would like to have talking to these niggas and shit, find out why Hov wasn't in the building. Because how do you have a 50th anniversary for hip hop and Hov's not there? Like, why was you not there, Jay? Why? Your biggest fan would love to know. I'm saying it still was awesome, but you know, maybe you'll be there next year type shit. Who knows? Anyhow, yeah, they was saying that though. Nas definitely said when he left the stage, like, we need to be here again, same time, same place next year. And he ain't never lied. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And keep the regimen the same. Like, nothing against, you know, the new hip hop era. Shout out to y'all. Y'all could definitely grace the stage with a couple of artists from the new wave. But, you know, I like it old school. And somebody, I just heard you say, bitch, because you old school. Yeah, well, there you have it, right? I ain't faking no jacks. I'll be 41 in, what, 8 days or some shit like that? Yes, Lord. Yes. I'm blessed. I lost some people who ain't get to see 30, my nigga. So, 41, yes, I'm old school. Thank you very much. Yeah, so... A Boogie did his thing. I think they gave him a plaque of recognition. The Bronx, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't even know Scarlett was going to be there. She came out, blessed us. That was dope. Yeah, I think Snoop brought her out, come to think of it. Yeah. Trina was out there looking so sexy and scrumptious. She did her thing. Remy did her thing. Like, Y'all need to really watch this shit. Like, after you hear me running off at the jibs, go to YouTube, to MassAppeal.com, and watch it. And don't just watch it, y'all. Feel the energy. And then, if you should feel compelled to do so, donate to Hip Hop Museum and get you some clothes and some shit to commemorate. I think that's how you say it. Don't judge me, y'all. I know it's some words y'all don't be saying right. Word, think I give a fuck? I'm still educated out here with the masters. But yeah, do that. Support. And if you don't really truly like the direction hip hop is going, say something. And I promise the power of your voice can make changes. You know what I'm saying? You can change it into the direction you would like to see it. Because certainly somebody changed it to where it's at now. Like, let's be real. It wasn't always what the fuck it is right now. So somebody changed this shit. Change it to go somewhere else. And wherever direction it goes, let it be positive. Let it be uplifting. Let the lyrics speak to the youth and encouragement. Not all this competitive, me, look at me, I'm better than you, I got all of this, you don't got nothing type of energy. That shit is so low vibing. Like, next. Let me hear from somebody who gonna uplift the collectives in this world. Like, we got enough hate bars and hate artists. And come on, give me and show me something more, something different, right? So, yeah, that was awesome. Nas brought out Lauryn Hill. Lil Wayne performance was amazing. Always is for me. You know me, big fan. Always is for me. Who else stood out a lot to me? Common. Oh my God. Common. Common segment, or his set, I should say, was fucking amazing. Like, everybody's set was. I can't even lie. I can't. Y'all gotta see this shit. This shit was monumental, man. It really was. And I'm just so glad that I was able to be there to witness it myself. You know what I'm saying? And if you couldn't do that, the next best thing is to watch that shit, man. To see the whole stadium filled up. Man, them white people was like, we need to do this shit again next year. I'm telling you, them sports, man, listen, I know some things. Them niggas was in their head looking at that money per seat like, yo, and these niggas didn't act like niggas. Meaning, we ain't act ignorant and shit, y'all. We went out there fussing and fighting. Like, I don't know, if some things happen outside the stadium, okay, I wouldn't know, because when I left and went straight home. Type of shit. But inside the building, oh, that shit was nothing but peace and love, my nigga. Just peace and fucking love. And a lot of niggas got paid good money that night. So yeah, y'all definitely better be thinking about a next year. But Lupe Fiasco, I was very happy that he performed, one of his songs, I Always Fucking Quote, because my team is always in my ear when I'm doing collective readings, like, if you are what you say. Yeah, they always do that. So yeah, they love that song. I love the song. Y'all, you know, they just look good. Y'all look good out there. Hip-hop, y'all look good out there, man. I was so proud, man. I was like a proud motherfucking mom's, like, you don't understand. I went through hell and hot water defending hip hop. Matter of fact, getting my bachelor's degree, what was that shit called? Solitary project or some shit like that? Group? No, it wasn't a group presentation. It was an individual presentation. It was for expository writing. That I remember. Told y'all I smoke, y'all, and I got 3 degrees, so I can't be remembering all of this shit. But I definitely remember for expository writing, we had to do a class presentation on whatever it is that we wanted to do. And I recall doing the history of hip-hop. And I've always said then, and I'm going to say now, hip-hop should have been, a long time ago, a course in college. Like, you see how far it has gone? So there should be more studies, more schools dedicated to hip-hop, more professions that allow you to, like, I couldn't do that when I was young, when I used to tell my moms, I want to be involved in this. They used to laugh. I loved them to life. And they wasn't doing nothing wrong, but they looking like, that ain't no career. That's a, if you get a chance, like, I, you know, that's a wish, nigga. You be, a lot of niggas wish they could do things. You better wish and for something else, a backup plan too. So I want the youth to be able to comfortably say, I'm going to be a hip hop creator. I'm going to be a hip hop and know there's a job for them waiting for them in that field. Hip hop should be a fucking field now. Like, come on. Reach out to me, y'all, because y'all know I'll be more than willing to participate and help. Yeah. The love I have for hip hop, I should be doing something. Something more global. But, you guys, in a nutshell, I was just very pleased with that evening, and I had so much fun. And if you were there, I'm pretty sure you had a blast as well. It's just, you know, good to see the culture come together for the right reasons and everybody, you know, enjoy themselves. My era was awesome. You know what I'm saying? The era of hip hop is still awesome. Hip hop is awesome. I'm just, you know, a little older now, and I don't resonate with a lot of the hip hop that I hear now, but I still love you, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I just would like you to be kind of tapped back into the essence of why you here. You know what I'm saying? You never came into the game to floss and talk about, you know what I'm saying? We've picked up that trait along the way. You know what I'm saying? What happened to the essence of it, to the knowledge, to the love, to the unity? You know what I'm saying? Hip hop became hip hop because it unified families. It unified communities that had a story that wasn't being told. You know what I'm saying? So the people told that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's nice. You know, it's definitely for entertainment and all that. But at the end of the day, hip-hop started from authentic lyrics about real life events, real life time. You know what I'm saying? The struggle, my nigga, with the disenfranchised positions we were in back then and still are to some extent and degree. The drugs, how the breakdown of our communities. We had, you know, it's so much that hip-hop and topics that hip-hop has touched on over these five decades, that how do you not love her? Like, you know, she got a little slutted out and all that, but, you know, she can always go back to God from when she came from, you heard? Get saved and, you know, change this shit up. But yeah, y'all, so that's really about all I'm going to talk to y'all about about this hip-hop shit. Because I'll just go off in a tantrum and start to lose some of y'all. And I don't want to lose none of y'all. But I just want you to know that, yes, hip-hop is more than a movement or a fad. It's a movement, I should say. And for me, it's a lifestyle. I love it. And I get disappointed sometimes with hip-hop. We're not going to act like, over the years, we haven't noticed the ignorance and the dumb shit, too. I try not to focus on that too much or come across artists that perpetuate ignorance and dumb ratchet shit. I don't even listen to them. It's cool. They got millions of other fans that'll listen to them, right? So it's not interrupting their bag. But I'm very selective of what I allow my mind and my soul to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not just going to get me to hear anything. That shit, them tunes, them lyrics, them sounds. If you're not careful and you just allowing yourself to hear everything that comes in your ear range and you don't have boundaries and you're not easily, how would you say it, Spirit? Influenced, thank you. Or if you are easily influenced, it's a problem. Like, I don't know. For me, I just... Hip-hop, just please. What you did for me Friday was everything. Let's keep that momentum. That's all I'm saying. Like, force these artists to write their own shit. All right? Force them to talk about something more than these tangible items they've received in their line of work based on the fans that support them. Like, not everybody want to hear this bullshit. We know you got an ass. We know you living rich. We helped you get there. Like, of course we know you got money because we the ones that made sure you got money. Like, If the fans don't buy none of this shit, don't come to none of these concerts, don't fuck with none of this merch, how you gonna comfortably brag about what you got? You can brag about what you got because we gave it to you, nigga. Show homage and respect to the fans. Don't get up on no stage and try to down the fans and brag about everything you got that you know your fans probably don't even got half the shit that you got, but you want them to relate to you? Like, wait, what? I'm not out here bragging about what I got, so I can't really listen to a bar where somebody's just superficial all day, materialistic, and I'ma act like or raunchy and promiscuous, cause I fucks with some of it. Come on, I'm not clueless. We had our Dina Howards, Trina was there in that era, Kim was there in that era, Foxy was there in that era. But what I always tell y'all makes the difference for me when it comes to female rappers is the diversity. Right now, there's a limited window of diversity in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? A very limited. There is some artists. What's her name? Rhapsody? I'm probably saying shit all wrong. No name. There are some artists, female rap artists. They don't get as much recognition as I believe they should, that don't talk about the shit that I just, you know, expressed. And again, they don't got that big of a buzz. So it makes me think, like, is the world really obviously okay with it selling, right? Everything that I just said that potentially to me raises concerns in these bars, they're hits, number one hits. So it's the people. It's like when y'all get tired of the shit, then it'll stop. Right now, niggas ain't tired of it. Or not, thank you, Spirit. Not enough niggas is tired of these lyrics because we still got them. Nobody's forced to expand and write different shit or write more or you know, have a transformation in their life and talk about something else other than the usual pussy, money, jewelry. Pussy, money, jewelry. Excuse me. Somebody on the team said in hoes. Okay, y'all. Well, yeah, that part. Anywho, yeah, so I'm gonna leave it at that with hip hop, right? And I just really hope you guys appreciate the culture, and I hope it inspires our youth to continue expressing themselves as themselves. It's good to admire people and be inspired by people, but always be yourself. Don't be nobody but you. And if you not accepted, then that's not the crowd of people for you, right? Find your soul tribe. Hip hop, I love you. It's been an amazing journey. I look forward to the rest of this ride. And yeah, you guys. You know, I hear somebody like, what you gonna tell us? You coming back soon? I'll be back when I be back. I ain't even gonna lie to you. You know my birthday coming up, so I'll probably grace y'all with an episode by then. Definitely try to hit y'all up around that time. So that's about less than 2 weeks. Y'all pray for me that I'm able to be more consistent with y'all and come back and do it the way, you know, it needs to be done, right? But with all due respect, y'all, I truly love you. Like, I just need y'all to know. I do this shit for strictly the love. I've been talking on tapes and thinking I'm a broadcaster since I was 7 years old. You can ask my moms. Like, I used to take the tapes and the record player, press record, play on a stereo and just go. And think I was the next Angie Martinez. And shout out to Angie, because I can't even mention or think hip hop without thinking Angie. Like, Angie Martinez, I fucking love you, yo. She's the reason why also I love hip hop, because of the type of what is her correct title? Like, broadcaster, right? TV, radio personality. Thank you, Spirit. Radio personality. Yo, this woman, man, Auntie Angie is the perfect name, because she feel like everybody on. She's so real. No, I never met her. I'm just talking off of energy. I know niggas' energy. This woman is the reason, too, I love hip-hop, because every single thing in my era that was happening in hip-hop, she was on point. She interviewed. She no holds barred. She wasn't the type of what we see a lot today, these yes sir and kiss asses and only want to talk about the topics that make artists look a certain way. Nah, that was never Angie. She getting straight to the truth. And if she don't agree with something you said, she gonna let you know in a politically respectful way. But she ain't lying and making you feel like the dumb shit you doing is okay. Shout out to Angie, because I really, really, I can't think hip-hop without seeing her face there. For my era, that is, definitely. So, yeah, if she ever hears this, I love you, Angie, from the bottom of my heart. Like, I really do. You don't know me, but you might one day. You might. So, yeah, let me get up out of here, y'all. Like I said, I'm going to try to get back here by the birthday and all that. Kisses and love to all the countries, all the cities and states. Everybody who just listen to me and, you know that I love y'all. Like, real love, too. Not that shit that y'all hear people when they... Let me shut up. Y'all, let me get the fuck up out of here before I say some other shit. I love you. And, yeah. See you soon. Later, you guys.